Well, you certainly had something to say there, David.
Well, that was nice to hear. I can't remember. Well, I can vaguely remember it, but I can't. But what good writing.
It was good writing, and that was one of the wonderful things about Upstairs Downstairs, is the writing was so good. You could actually take those scripts out and practically turn them into a stage play, because they're beautifully written for the television and for stage.
I would have kept them there. I enjoyed that.
Yes, you did have a nice little piece. Yes, it's good to look back on it. Do you look back on them very much? Do you have a
Well, no, I don't, but, now it's rousing me a bit. I must get some of these cassettes.
Yes.
When I was in... Canada a few years ago, I did a film with Paul Newman called Quintet.
Oh, yes.
Which is not a very, very good film, I'm afraid, but Paul Newman used to talk about his wife and said that she had exactly every cassette made of Upstairs, Downstairs, and used to go off to her room sometimes and sit up to the early hours of the morning with half a dozen tapes. She enjoyed it and was so fond of it so much.
Wonderful. Well, that'd be nice.
I'm not just dropping names, but it's extraordinary how it has spread around to so many different
because
starters.
It was very big in America, wasn't it? I mean, it really was.
Yes, it was very big in America, very big in Germany.
Yes, I think I saw you in Germany once doing it with a very strange voice coming out of your mouth.
I'm told my German was very good, and my French.
Right.
I'm delighted to hear about.
Do you ever see many of your co-stars? Because there were some lovely people in the series, apart from Gordon Jackson and Jean Marsh, who were mentioned.
Shaughnessy, who read a number of the episodes, I've seen quite a number of times. They go off to, and we've had meals together. We have a common club called the Garrick Club in London, which we're members of, and we've met there. John Hawkshorst, I've seen very little of, the senior producer. He was... He lives in the country, way up further north of London, so he's very seldom in London. I've seen very little of him. I've seen Jean, and I've seen...
Rachel Gurney, who played your wife, Lady Marjorie, for so many years.
We see quite a lot of Rachel Gurney.
Of course, Rachel left the series, didn't she, in a very dramatic exit.
She didn't want to go on.
Yes.
At one moment. I can never really quite work it out why she didn't. It's a shame that she didn't, because she did contribute so much to the series.
She did, indeed.
Apart from being a sort of very graceful, beautiful, almost Edwardian lady herself.
We shouldn't...
And a very, very good actress, and it was a shame. I think she probably wanted to go on and do something in the theatre.
We shouldn't
and
tell...
Realising what an ongoing thing it was going to be, such a success.
That's right. Well, it went on, I think, for 3 more years after she left. And I suppose we shouldn't tell people how she did leave if they hadn't seen it. But her exit was very dramatic and very historically accurate, wasn't it?
Going down in the Titanic?
Yes, you were just taking it away. Yes.
What a watery way, drama that was.
Yes, watery way to write out a character. David, yes. Since...
The dates were right.
The dates were perfect, weren't they?
Yes, absolutely perfect.
Yes, a lovely way to write out a character and sort of link it in with history, but then the series was linked in with history all the way along. I think
that's right.
You covered things like the 1926 strike, and of course the First World War took a whole season to cover. Wonderful. See, I remember...
What I ask myself is, how long could it have gone on for into history, into time?
Indeed, yes.
I don't know. There must have become a time when we had to have a little... rings under our eyes a bit, or a bit of grey hair somewhere.
Yes, you couldn't have gone on to the 70s and the 80s and still looked exactly the same, I don't think. Kept quite busy on the stage in the last few years.
I haven't been an idle actor.
No.
Fortunate.
It's good. It's always difficult, I suppose, when you have a long-running role, like Richard Bellamy in Upstairs, Downstairs, to actually get back into the fray again without people constantly thinking of you as just that one part.
Well, this is absolutely true. You identify with this part, and they say, there's old Lord Bellamy, and lots of managers and directors don't like to use you in certain roles because it distracts from what you're doing in the current thing you are doing.
Yes.
So it is a bit difficult to get away from it. But, I have been very lucky, and I can't dump on Upstairs, Downstairs. It has been extremely good to me.
Yes.
For me, and I shall always be very grateful for it.